different kinds of shemen that the Torah has. At the beginning of the parsha, you have the din of shemen, zayi, zach, or the menorah. And the menorah is menorah from the pasuk only kasis lamor, but like kasis lamenachos. So menachos is a different din of shemen. There's even a possibility that you may not necessarily require even shemen zayi from menachos. There's a medrash that speaks about why does it say Shem Uzayis by Menorah, it doesn't say Shem Uzayis by Menachos, so the medrash gives a whole explanation. So Rabbi Ruchin Perlah thinks that the medrash is to be taken kipshuta, but it doesn't only mean why doesn't it mention Shem Uzayis, means that from Gabi Menachos Yitakadomi, you can use peanut oil. You can use another kind of oil, you don't necessarily need Shem Uzayis. But Mishnah and the Gemara Menachos spoke about that they used to use Shem Uzayis for the Menachos also, but it wasn't for Shem Uzayis Zach, Kassis. It was a slightly inferior quality Shem Uzayi, but Mara says it was still Shem Uzayi, and he says that maybe the Medrash means to say that he really didn't even need Shem Uzayi. The practice was done by Sheni that they had, that's what's recorded in Mishnah, but it could be that it wasn't necessarily needed. Then there's another din of Shemin in the parasha of Shemin Mishchas Kodesh, Shemin HaKodesh. The Mishichas Aaron Zana, the Mishichas HaMishka, the Mishichas Bigdei Kuna, the Mishichas Klei HaKodesh. And then there's the Shemin that's in today's New York Times. It's a ganz different thing. They mixed up on page one. They mixed up different Shemin. The Gemara says that when you Moshech Malachim, they use Shemin Mishchas Kodesh. When you Moshech HaKongo, they use the real Shemin Mishchas Kodesh. When you Moshech Malcha Yisrael, the Gemara says, then you use Shemin HaFarsalam. So in the Halev of the New York Times says that they discovered Shemin HaFarsimon from 2,000 years ago, and they checked, they discovered it in the summertime, and they checked it out with all the experts, and they just announced yesterday that they discovered it because they wanted to find out exactly what it was first before they make the announcement, and they found out that it's not from an animal derivative, it's from a vegetable, and it's not from anything that grows as long as it's from some kind of a thing that used to grow 2,000 years ago, and they think that that's Shemin HaFarsimon. They don't know. They think that must be the Shemin HaFarsimon, which they used to use to anoint the kings of Judea. But that's not exactly correct, because the Malka Yehuda, they used to anoint the Shemin Mishas Kodesh. The Malka Yisrael, the Gemara says, they used Shemin HaFarsimon. There are different kinds of Shemin. Different kinds of Shemin. There's in the newspaper that religious Jews will be excited to hear about this time. Anybody? I hope you're all excited. Religious? The bulk of today's surgery is about the Bigdei Kuhuna. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. The first mitzvah is about Hadlakas HaMelayim every day, then the second mitzvah is about the Bigdei Kuhuna. The Melon Sanhedrin derives from a pasuk that if a Kohen does Avoda without Bigdei Kuhuna, the Avoda is Mufubelas, because we learn up in the pasuk, this man should be Gdei Malayim Kuhunasam Alayim, Eim Gdei Malayim, Eim Kuhunasam Alayim, because the pasuk says, you should make this Bigdei Kuhuna, and make Lekatsho Lekahanali. Yosef Bigdei Aaron Lekatsho Lekahanali. That through the begodim he becomes a Kohen. And the mashmas of the pasuk is that without the begodim he is not a Kohen. How can that be? That's what the Mordechai quotes, the Shaila Nehemi Rabbi Natan, the Mordechai Gittin on Daf Sama, quotes a story that one of the Talmidim of the Rabbi Natan was a Kohen, and he was pulling Yotzak Maimarigay Rabbi Natan, he was washing the Rabbi Natan's hands. Just kind of tell you, let's talk to Shaila. A lot of times when my little children wake up in the morning, I wash their hands to make sure that they wash themselves again, because I can't carry shots in the cup and can't rely on that. So when I wash their hands, I wash their hands, and then they say the bracha. Let's say I wash them for bread. So I wash their hands and they say the bracha on the first one. That's a question whether that's Eisgehalt or not. The little children is not dead. Or the Shabbos for a child after Bar Mitzvah. Is that proper? Let's say somebody pours water on my hands and I want to eat bread. So can I say, Baruch Hashem, for the Shana be mitzvahs and tzivonu on the Tzivah Sedan, if I didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah? The Nigud is the Gemara of the Mitzvah, because the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota, the first part of Sota, Horecha Bulay Nigud, Kiyo Echa Lachim Tomeh. So the Rishonim say, that even though you're not supposed to say a bracha l'achar asiyos, it's supposed to say the bracha over asiyos, so before the nigul, it's still considered a little bit over asiyos. But it's still not the nitzivah. It's still not the nitzivah. The ikar bracha really goes on the nitzivah shadayim. It's really a bracha l'achar asiyos, and that's why the Mishnah says that if a person says the bracha over asiyos before he washes, he's already about, because he's really doing the right thing. our minigat, we say the bracha after we wash our hands, before we dry it, is a really difficult minute. A shvera minute. Sharon saying different reasons. Maybe he just came out of the Beis HaKisa, maybe he just touched his shoes. It's a low pugot to go into mikveh, which itself is a low pugot to gear. But very, very shvera minute that we have. To say the bracha la'achar asiyos, but still, the bracha really is beaker. Relates to the Netila, not so much to the Negro. The Negro is a saving grace, but we say it's a little bit over Lassios. It's really not right, even if it's a little. You're not supposed to say the bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. You're supposed to say the bracha before the beginning of the mitzvah, not before the gemara of the mitzvah. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. When do you say the bracha? Do you say the bracha before the beginning of the mitzvah, or before you have completed the mitzvah? We fast before the very beginning of the whole mitzvah. I'm doing the middle of the mitzvah. So we say the bracha before the Negro. It's really a bracha l'acharas yosef. It's really a bracha on the nekivas of that. So the question is, what if the person isn't doing the nekivas? It just stands where someone else pours. Or let's say someone is weak, too weak to put on tefillin. So somebody else puts on tefillin on him. Or his right arm is going to kiss, and someone else is going to, he can't move his right arm. Doesn't have a right arm. The person doesn't have a right arm. So someone else puts the tefillin on his left arm. So do I say the bracha when someone else is putting the tefillin on my arm? Or do you say, no, I can only say the bracha, shekhu b'shem says it's honorable. If I'm doing the ma'isa mitzvah, just if I get to keep my mitzvah, maybe not. It's a shayla. Rav Sol Reitzchik told us when he was sick in the hospital many years ago, that he wasn't able to move his arm, so his daughter used to put on his tefillin. So he said he had a suffix whether he should say the bracha or l'ham yachtun. He said the bracha on the shawar, she did say it, because of hishtikot teret. He has a whole shiur, a whole shiur teret. That the bracha of all mitzvah tefillin. Why did he say a bracha on the shal rosh? He just said a bracha on the shal yad. So why should he say a bracha on the shal rosh? According to those who say another bracha. So he has a whole view. Why shouldn't one bracha cover both? Nusach halani yachtun makes sense both on shal yad and shal rosh. You want master to make things. So why should Tamir Sherman insist? Why should Abayin Tam insist that he said bracha even on the shal rosh, even though there was no hefzik? We are all sure that the bracha is on the chalois, not on the ma'isa mitzvah, on the chalois, that the person is me'uter, the tefillin. And this mitzvah that is me'uter is only completed after he has on both the shalyad and the shalosh. So that bracha he thought that you can say, even if you're not doing the ma'isa mitzvah, it's not a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. The bracha la'aniyah, that's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, and whenever you have a kima mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah, you don't recite a bracha. So what if he has the mitzvah, but someone else is doing the ma'isa for it, someone else is doing the anach on his own? He said he was mistaken from himself if he didn't want to say the bracha. The Maram Shif has a chew about this. He says that you do say a bracha. He claims he has a right from the Gemara of a Rizor. The Gemara tells about a criminal who, a woman who was with Tzadekes, a woman who married two husbands, one after the other. So when she was married to the Tzadek, Hosea Kosheris Lo Kresher Shal Tzulim, she used to help him out and tie the tzulim. And then, I forgot already what happened to the tzaddik, either died or whatever. And then she married a criminal who used to be a robber. So then Hosef Kosheris Lo Kesher Shel Muchsin. She used to tie the knots for the hold up pigs. Whatever, he used to have pigs that he threw the loot into, so she used to tie the knots. I don't remember really what the moral of the story is. There's more quotes that the story in order to bring out some ethical things for some moral things, but I forgot already what. So what does the Gemara mean that the wife was kasher shel kasher shel tefillin? What does that mean? It means that she used to tie the kasher. She used to tie the kasher. The Rishonim say it's no good. The Gemara says that if a woman writes the tefillah, says her tefillah is tefillah. So there's a machlokes in the shed, and we're machmir on this, that not only the tefillah, the pshat masatim, all our tefillah is no good. So a woman can't make the kasher either. So what does the Gemara mean? How is the kasher shel kasher shel tefillin? So I think the Maharshi says the Pashup Shat is that she used to do the Kshira on his arm, not that she made the Kesher. What did she make the Kesher for? The Sefer makes the Kesher. Why did the wife have to make the Kesher? So I think the Maharshi learns the Kshat is Okshatim Lo Sal Yadecho. That's what it means. It's using the biblical Hebrew. As a Kesher, so Kesher something means that she did the Hebrew. She was talking to him. The husband, he was an old tzaddik and he wasn't well, whatever, he was weak and he wasn't able to do the Hebrew. But she was in the habit of putting on his arm. So he says it would appear from the Gemara that the husband had the first name on it, so he says a bracha also. Pashto says he claims the Patish says that you do say a bracha.
I thought
Yeah.
So
Just having not your arm is a very good thing. Not the Ma'am Beresh Rai, yeah, it's a very good Rai. Maybe the Ma'am Shik quotes it, I don't know. It's a very good Rai. Some of the Ma'am Shik quotes it. So this is Shaila. What about the Timus Yodai? Let's say, if I stretch my hands out and someone else washes my hands, can I say Baruch Hashem for the Shalom and the Tosafot on the Timus Yodai? If I'm not doing the Ma'isa on the Timus? I don't know, but that's what it says, that one of the Talmidim of the Rabbi Natam was a Kohen, and he was pouring water on the Rabbi Natam's hands. Maisha, she yotzat Talmid echad mayim l'idei Rabbi Natam, and the Talmid was a Kohen. So the Rabbeinu, the Rabbi Natam had a student, Rabbeinu Peter, Peter and Tam. So Peter asked Tam, and Peter asked Rabbi Natam, how does he allow the Kohen to wash his hands? The Yishalmi says, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Yishalmi says, Hamishtamish b'Kohen lo'al. That the Kohanim belong to the Beis Hamikdash. So just like there's Me'ila in Kodesh Hamikdash, there's Me'ila if you allow a Kohen to serve you. I'm astonished to tell you more. So Rabbi Natan said, this man should be gay malay, kunas malay, may be gay malay, may kunas malay. The Kohen is not wearing big bikuna. So the Rabbi Natan said, what do you mean he's not wearing big bikuna? He said, he can marry a Grusha, he can marry the Mason. How can you say that? So Rabbi Natan said, well, he's Muslim on his color. He switched the answer. He said, his mouth on his coat. I'm established because that means if I'm taken from the coat, if I pressure him into servicing me. But if he volunteers on his own, so then Rabbi Natan held up, there's no reason. So what happened to the first answer Rabbi Natan said is wrong? Other fact. First answer was, this man should be there in my way and pronounce my way, man is there in my way and pronounce my way. It's wrong. That's what it sounds like. Because Rabbi Natan flagged him up. He said, so why can't he marry a Grusha and why can't he do the Talmud of Mason if he's not wearing the big Kohen? So Rachid thought that the first answer Rabbi Natan is also a good parrot. That there were two Kedushas Kohunas. There's a Kedushas Kohunas Sheba Migdash and a Kedushas Kohunas Sheba Gvulin. For the Kedushas Kohunas Sheba Migdash, for that you require Bigdei Malayim Kunas Malayim. Name Bigdei Malayim and Kunas Malayim. For the Kedushas Kohunas Sheba Gvulin, for the plane, for the first level of Kedushas Kohunas, for that there's no requirement for Bigdei Kohunas. So the Rabbi Natan said that, Rabbi Natan meant to say like this, that since it says here, Amishtamish becoming moral, it doesn't say also Lohishtamish to Kohan. The Lashon of the Mishami, the way it's quoted in Shulchanot, the way they put the Rishon quoted is Hamishtamish b'Kohen Moal, that it's an Indian of Me'ila. So Me'ila is in Kodesh HaMikdash. Rabbi Natan said, since it's an Indian of Me'ila, it only applies if the Kohen has a Kedushas Kohunas Sheba Migdash. That's only if he has Big Day Kohuna on it. But if he's not wearing Big Day Kohuna, then there's no reason. There's no kasha from marrying a Grusha being the Tamil Mason. That's not limited after to the one who has Grusha's Kuna Sheba Migdash. Any coin has Grusha's Kuna is prohibited to marry a Grusha or to be the Tamil Mason. So that's the ignorance and hate reminds us of this passage that the Bigde Kuna enhanced the Grusha's Kuna, doesn't create Grusha's Kuna Yesh Meyayin, has Grusha's Kuna Fuchs on Migdash also. It enhances the Grusha's Kuna and elevates it to a higher level, namely to the level of Grusha's Kuna Sheba Migdash, with the added ability to do avoda and the din of me'ila, that I'm astonished becoming more.
When the
Jews today washed
the hands of the
Kohen
before the
different,
did they see that in
the
time
of,
say,
the Beis Mikdash Rabbah? Washed the Kohen with his hands? No. In the days of the Beis Mikdash, the Kohen washed his own hands. The Kohen had to do himself. The Gemara has it in Tzaita that the Kohen has to wash his hands before he duchens. Not really the din of Kiddush Adayim Adlan. Kiddush Adayim Adlan is only for Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash. It's a different din. See, there's some Kiddush Adayim Adlan, Hashem. It's based on a different process. And the Zohar says you should get a Levi. It's not based on anymore. The Zohar says you should get a Levi to wash the Kohen's hands before duchening. You don't say Abraham the washing? The Shulchan Aruch says that the Kohanim are supposed to say a bracha when they wash. The only thing is that since they washed their hands in the morning before they davened, and they weren't reading the Siach Daf from their hands, and there's a machlokes in Tosfos, they are not davening sefer, whether the Mitzvah Sedai for duchening has to precede immediately the duchening, or it can be even an hour and a half before. So since Avishanim held that you don't have to wash at all, Rashi holds you don't have to wash at all now because you've already washed before. Even though we want to wash again now, some ochle bracha to satisfy the other Rishonim, but it's a suffix that he has to wash. The suffix bracha is the hafa. But what if the Kohen went to the bathroom in between? Kohen washed his hands in the morning and he davened Shabbos and he went to the bathroom. and now he's going to drink on a mitzvah. So then the Ikar HaDin, he has to wash Mitzvah Sadaim before the drink, because he was Mesiach Das in between. Let's say he tied his shoelaces, he touched something, and he's required Medina to wash again. So then, based on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, he has to say a bracha when he washes his hands before drinking. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that your rabbi questions this. Maybe he says, maybe b'chlal you don't have to say a bracha on the Mitzvah Sadaim before drinking. Maybe it's only a Midas Chassidus or something. Maybe it's not even Ikar HaDin, it's not appears in the Gemara. Maybe you don't say a bracha. So you're asking, what if the lady washes his hands if the coin is going to say a bracha? What if the lady washes his hands? Doesn't say a bracha or not? Yeah, that's a shame. I don't know. From the Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like, yeah. It sounds like the Rabbeinu Tam was washing for something that he's saying a bracha for, no? Because he's not saying on a Tirosh Adan. He's coming out of the bath and just going to say Asher Yatsa. But the student is washing his hands. It sounds a little strange. Am I not sure? Maybe. Maybe it was an Tirosh Adan that doesn't require a bracha on a Tirosh Adan. Stam military. Stam. Yeah, but the question is, was he washing his hands in a case where the Rebbe had to say the bracha on the Tirosh Adan and the Rabbeinu Tam said the bracha based on the coin's pouring? Oh, no, he wouldn't say a bracha based on someone else's pouring. I don't know. He doesn't. That part of the story is unclear. Right. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says not. If someone else washes in, I don't know what they did. By the tefillin, he says he's continuing to wear the tefillin. He still has the tefillin on his arm. So it says, well, hachidu, the teres chumra yimashmesh. But mikra din, you don't even need the mishmash. It's just the chumra. Why? Because he's continuing to wear the tefillin, so that's considered the ma'isa mitzvah. But if someone washes my hand, what am I continuing to do? The nigru. The nigru alone, you don't say a bracha. It's really a bracha and the netilah. So the netilah I didn't do. That's the question, can I say a bracha? I don't know. No, cutting the stone is okay. The inner purpose is... No. You can't get a one-year-old baby to wash your own hand. No, I don't know if you have to do it, that's not fun.
No, it's time to put your hand wash.
Let's see it.
So, a lot of times when you're dealing with not religious,
and you know, like if I was going to be having the
most manual
something,
you have to assist
them, walk through them, and through that design process. Mm-hmm. And there, I mean, you see that people will wash their hands and make the buffalo. Yeah. So Tinuch, like for little children. That's not what it's called. Tinuch? Some people start Tinuch at the age of before they're born. Some people start Tinuch after they're born. Some start Tinuch at the age of 40. Some start Tinuch as Rabbi Kino started learning at the age of 40. Now the people start younger, later, different ages. The chinuch you can say.
How long was the mulah? If he's talking much, it was something like that. He's called shaking the mulah, but he can't feel like the mulah. People have to shake the mulah, right?
Well, do the nanu, you mean?
Yeah, he doesn't do the mulah.
No, the mitzvah is just to hold it. It's just to hold the mulah. That is
mulah. Yeah, they have to hold it.
I don't know. Meaning he's unable, he's physically unable to hold it by himself. Unless he gives it. I don't know, that's the question. No, not so simple. The Gemara says, Meikir Adin Dorai Seh, the Kohen may be Merkel on his foot. The Dindi Kibashta, the Chazal Shibigdusha, the Varafishan, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. So the Gemara says, Meikir Adin Dorai Seh, the Merkel on his foot. That's Gemara, where it says, no getting up Sana. The Gemara says, but they made a Takana de Rabbana, and that Kohen Kohen Rishon. That's the mission, it's the Takana de Rabbana. What is the Takana de Rabbana? The Dindi Dorai Seh, the Gemara says, no, it's the Takana de Rabbana that we don't allow the Kohen to be Merkel on his covet. Because if one day he'll be Merkel for him, and the next day he won't be Merkel for me, so the third Mach later. We don't allow the coin to be Merkel with the Rabbanon, but that's only by Kriyas HaTorah. That's only by Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But on the weekdays, the Gemara says, the shul is not so crowded, so there's not enough people to make machlokes. As the Shaila Taisi says, Manazer Taisi says, there are enough people to make machlokes in the weekdays. And the Gemara says, Manazer, it's not. In fact, the way it was in the Gemara's time. It's a different shot about the Rabbanim, but with the right, the Rabbanim is Mechiva does one.
Right.
The Lashon of the Yishami is like that. Hamas Tamas Bekoyim Moab. So it sounds like it's... That's the problem. We would know later in Sanhedrin that Ignore says that there is a seder for Levisha Bigde Kuna. It's the first daf in Abu Nisus? No? First daf in Abu Nisus?
It says there's no
seder. Yeah. So the Ignore says that the seder is nice and safe and nasty. So what's the Seder? The Mechnasayim have to come first. Just the Ganser Seder. From the Abba, Big Kuna, the whole Seder consists of this. The Mechnasayim have to come first. So what exactly does that mean, the Mechnasayim have to come first? The Moshe. Moshe, there's a din that shall Yad Mishal Rosh. So there's a Seder Deraisik, Shatim Rosh Al Yadav, and then Rahal Yudah Tukavik Min Yenecha. There's a din Deraisik, you have to first put on Mishal Yad, then put on Mishal Rosh. That's why the Gemara says in Yuma, there's a din of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah, so the Gemara says you have to put your tefillin into the tefillin zechon in such a way that when you take them out, you should take out first the Shal Yad and then the Shal Rosh. Because if you take out first the Shal Rosh, you'll have to put it down and put on the Shal Yad first, because it is din deraisa, and you will be in violation of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. So you should put the tefillin in such a way that you'll be able to take out the Shal Yad first. What happens if by mistake the person put on the Shal Rosh first? A mistake, not that he took the shalosh in his hand. Then the Gemara says, you put it down and take out the shalyah. And you have to violate Eim Avir and Amitzis. But what if you put on the shalosh first? And then he realized he didn't put on the shalyah and the Seder is mutal. So do we require that he should remove the shalosh, put on the shalyah, and then put on the shalosh? Or do we say, no, he has the shalosh on, so just have him put on the shalyah. Number two. So the Minchas Chinuchim today said, we quote the Taz, he says, number two. He says the Taz writes like that, that if you're ready to put on the Shalosh, you can leave it on. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what would you say, Legabi Bikei Kuhuna? Would you say, Legabi Bikei Kuhuna, that if you put on any other of the begotten first, he's supposed to put on the Mechnasayim first, what if he put on one of the others first? Would you say, no, so he violated the Seder. So tell him to put on the Mechnasayim now. Would you tell him, no, take off the other begotten and now put on the Mechnasayim? If he says, number two, by the Tilin, does it necessarily follow logically or otherwise, that the same should apply to the big Kuna? But if you put on one of the other, put on the yarmulke first, put on the mitznefes or the mikvah, whatever, put on the hat first, so would you say you should leave it on and put on the mechnasayim, not put on the other? Because would you say no? You should take off the mitznefes, put on the mechnasayim first. Why should I be mechalek between shayad and shalosh, where there's a seder lachatchila derais, and you say, but yeah, but if you did it in the wrong order, you leave it like that? As opposed to over here by the big Kuna. So the Minchas Chinuch, who always has fascinating comments, Minchas Chinuch raises the possibility that the din is that Shalyad is not Miyakim Shalosh and Tfilin Shalosh is not Miyakim Shalyad. There's a Mishnah in office. Mishnah lists off what's Miyakim what. So if you put on the Shalosh already, he's Yaitim Shalosh. What are you going to tell him? Take off the Shalosh and then put on the Shalosh. Why should he take off the Shalosh? He already has the mitzvah. He's ready to enter the mitzvah now. So there the Taz says in Arachayim, time to put on the shalyad now. Leave the shalosh on. But over here by the big Kuna, you don't have any mitzvah at all if you only have one or two or three of the big Kuna. The only option is there. If he only wears three of the big Kuna, he's a mechus to the garden. Or if the Kanzadim only wears seven of the big Kuna, he has to have all eight or nothing. He has to wear all the shmanim garden. And the Kohen Gadol needs the Shmoneh B'Gadim not only on Yom Kippur when you need a Kohen Gadol for the Avodah, even when he's doing Avodah in the middle of the year, he's doing Avodah that would have really been sufficient with a Kohen Hedyot. But being serious-wise, he has to have all the Shmoneh B'Gadim, and if he does the Avodah in the Avodah B'Gadim, that the Kohen Hedyot wears, and the Avodah only requires the Kohen Hedyot, the Avodah will be Mechulelus, because he is a Kohen Gadol. And he needs, if he doesn't have the Shmoneh B'Gadim of the Big Day Kohen Gadolon, he's not a Kohen Gadol and he's not a Kohen Hedyot. He's neither here nor there. And the Avodah will be Mechulelus, it will be possible that he has it. The Farish of Sachvarim talk about that, so they quote the Farish and the Kohen from the Gemara to demonstrate that that's correct. But if the Kohen Gadol only wears Dalit Gadol of the Kohen Hedyot, and he does an Avodah that really doesn't even need a Kohen Gadol, most Avodahs, 99.99% of the Avodahs don't need a Kohen Gadol. Just on Yom Kippur, a couple of Avodahs need a Kohen Gadol. So it'll still be possible to be Yevon. So maybe over here I should say that since all of Gadol on the Akhtim Zezeh, even though he put on the Mitznefes first, he hasn't fulfilled anything yet. He didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna, so tell him to take off what he has, and put it in the wood keseda, time to put on the mechnasayim first and then put on the elzah. So min haschinach is stupid about that.
The
one
with the
half
kitnef, no?
The
four things aren't exactly the same.
Some Rishayim say that the mitznefes and the mikvahs are different. Because by Khan Gadol Khan Hedid, it has a different name. One is mitznefes, one is mikvah. The places in the beginning of Sukkot has in places, in other places, has a discussion. Maybe it was a different beggar. Because the Khan Gadol had to wear the tzitz, places says. And the tzitz has a suffix. You have a mitzvah tomic. Our mitzvah tamid means on the forehead, but he's saying no, just like it says, Kshat and Leros, Al Yodach, the Holy Ritz, of Beni Necha. And Beni Necha doesn't mean over here, Beni Necha means the Machim Seyor. And over here it says, well, our mitzvah tamid, so the tabernacle is right, Beni Novi. So maybe just like the Holy Ritz, of Beni Necha, the Chumash means the Machim Seyor, so maybe Beni Novi of the Targum over here, by the Holy Mitzvah tamid, also means on the Seyor. The Taisis has a machlokes about that. The Taisis in the beginning of Sukkot, that Hayam and Aleph, has 2 days. Yuma, they have the same machlokes. The issue should assume that Kain Gadol wore the tzitz over here, not on his forehead. Mitzchah's love doctrine means on his seyor. And then the Gemara says, Sairo hayamir ben tzitz ki misnefesh v'sham ha'lmeniach tzum. If there was a little, the misnefesh was over here in the back, and the tzitz was over here, and there's a little bit of hair over here where you put the tzum, tiny tzum shalosh, small tzum shalosh. So he had a tzitz and a tefillin and a mitznefes. So he wore a yarmulke, a hat like this. Masheni came a kain hedyot. He didn't have a tzitz. So he just had tefillin. So then his yarmulke was bigger. So the kain hedyot had a bigger yarmulke than the kain gadol. The Pope's yarmulke is bigger than the kain hedyot. How do they have? By Yosef Sakeret. If there's a difference, they say the difference is that the kain gadol has a smaller yarmulke. The yarmulke is in order to give yira shemayim. So Mustafa the kain gadol has a lot of yira shemayim. He doesn't need such reinforcement. The Kohen Hedyot has less Yira Shemayim, so he needs a bigger size yarmulke. No.
But so that if you all do the difference, then I can understand very well why you're doing Kohen Gadol without the other four. You can't do,
because
it's a different set
well,
of four.
Well, let's say
he'll
wear a different set of
four. He'll wear the four, the Kohen
Hedyot.
Okay,
that's
because
we're discussing. Yeah.
He puts on a
Kohen Hedyot. Yeah. After the
Kohen Hedyot,
it is no good.
Or just, I don't think that he even have the extra four.
No. Even if it wear the four of the Kohen Hedyot, he's also no good. He has to wear dafka the Shemayin and Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The special halach, he has to wear the Shemayin and Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara calls it...
Does one Kohen Hedyot
borrow from the other Kohen Hedyot?
The
fits.
The
halach is after fits. Midah vad, the Gemara says, Midah vad should take him idosa. It has to fit. If it's too big, if it's too small, so it's possible. Not possible, it means that you're not wearing big dekuna. The big dekuna are not possible. But you're not yet to the dinner wearing big dekuna. Yeah, you can eat mechalik. You can eat mechalik in many ways. Okay.
The head joke
came from the Mishnah. All the big dekuna are supposed to be paid for by the Maman HaTzibah. Yeah, but the Yevet, the Mikdash David has a chiddush, but the Yevet he thinks they would be kosher even if it's not from the Tzibah de Gemara. This is how he parenthes a certain kasha. The Gemara says that if a person, a private person donates a lot of money to buy big kuna, it's good. So the Gemara says, how can it be good? It has to be Mishal Tzibah. So the Gemara says, without Shim Surrender, Tzibah Yalta Yalta. You should donate the money, not donate money for the purpose of buying big kuna directly. No, you should donate the money to the Tzibah, it should become Mamanat Tzibah. And then, once it becomes Mamanat Tzibah, so then you can use it to buy the big kuna. So the Gemara says in Menachos that if a person is going to donate all of the money for let's say, Kabbalah Tzibur, that's not acceptable. You have to buy Kabbalah Tzibur Dafke from the Mamanat Tzibur, from the Machzah Shekha money. And even if the person will say that he's giving the money, Yafa Yafa, Yim Surrender the Tzibur Yafa Yafa, Wachayshi Shena Lo Yim Surrender the Tzibur Yafa Yafa. Maybe he won't have that in mind. Maybe he'll have in mind that he wants the money to be his and he's paying for the Kabbalah Tzibur. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, how come sometimes the Chayish Hashem or Yavarim Serena Yafa Yafa, and how come by the Bigdikuna, he's not purchasing. I mean, there's other claims that that's the terror, that the requirement that the Bigdikuna should be purchased by Mamanat Tzibur is only the Hatzimah. But the other, if it had been purchased with private money, it would be kosher. Now, Sheni came to Karbonus Tzibur, if they are not purchased with Mamanat Tzibur, then even the other, the Karbonus will not be kosher. This is only there by the Karbonus Tzibur, there, the Gemara is Chayesh Hashem, Avayim Surayim, with Tzibur Yafi Yafi. Maybe a private person won't really have fully amount to be mocking his money to the Tzibur. Now, Sheni came by the Bigdikuna, there you don't have to be afraid. The Gemara calls the Bigdikuna, the Gemara calls Bigdik Zohav and Bigdik Lavan. He comes out on Yom Kippur, he wears Bigdik Zohav, then he wears Bigdik Lavan. And the begotten that he can have, he wears all year long also. We would refer to as Bigdik Lavan. We don't, because we call him Bigdik Hanhegel. A Kangol has two sets of begotten. He has the above begotten that he wears on Yom Kippur. Those are the same as a Kohen Hedget. And then he wears the Bigdik Zohav all year long. By Kangol we give two different names. By Kohen Hedget we don't give any name. But if you want to call it something, you would call it Bigdik Lavan. So then Haskinov writes an interesting topic on this week's Sedrin. What does that mean, Bigdik Lavan? Does it have to be white? Big day love, the quote the Rambam says. The same Hedyot wears big begadim made from linen, and they're levanim, the hang levanim, and they are white. So what does that mean, levanim? It means that they have to be white? Or it just means that there's no special color they have to be? If you want, you can make it colorful. You can do whatever you want, but there's no halacha what color has to be. Lamasha by tzitzis, you have kleilus and levanim. So kailas has to be kailas, a special color. What color does lovin have to be? The Gemara appears that it doesn't matter what color. We mentioned a few weeks ago that there's one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch quoting the one day in Mishnayim that hakanaf minkanaf has to be the same color as the beggar. Whatever color the beggar is, that's what color the lovin strings and the tzitzis have to be. So if it's a white beggar, then you have white. And if it's any color other than white, then the lovin strings have to be the other color. But the Pashtus is not like that day. And that's why the Ramot says in Shulchan Aruch that the minig has developed over a few centuries that we're not deducted to wear white talasim. You don't wear any colorful talasim, because if you have a color talasim, then according to some Rishonim, it's supposed to have the tzitzis should be a different color. And that's it. And other Rishonim held not so, that the tzitzis should always be lavan. So instead of getting involved in the machlokes, we insist on having the beggar of the tzitzis is lavan, and the strings of the tzitzis are lavan. But the Pashtus nigmar is that lavan just means that there's no potato what color, as long as it's not chelet. That's what the Gemara says. Let's say you'll dye all of the tzitzis chelet, then it's no good. If you dye all the strings chelet, then you only have chelet, you only have lavan. But if you dye some of the strings chelet and some of the strings some other funny color, or kla'ilon, which is an imitation chelet, so well, that's okay. So that's okay. That's the lavan. The kla'ilon will be called the lavan, and the chelet will be the chelet. So any color, lavan means anything other than chelet. So the Minchas Chinuch writes to Sofei, what does it mean over here that the Kohanim have to wear, and Hedy wears begodim levanim, the Loshon HaRambam is? Does it mean dafke that it has to be white? And the big day lovin of the Kangol on Yom Kippur has to be dafke white? Well, love dafke. If it's another, maybe the minig was for 700 years in the Beis Hamikdash that they always had lovin, but maybe signify purity, whatever, like the chosn with a white kippur. Like the Kangol on Yom Kippur wore a big day lovin to represent purity, forgiveness of sins, whatever. But maybe it's not naki. Maybe strictly speaking, big day lovin means any color you want. There's no potato has to excel Yagam Aslashan initiation. The big days of, there are special colors. Big day lovin, there's no requirement for colors. So you can do whatever you want. So he's naked to say like that. The Minhas Chinuch is naked to say that it doesn't have to be dafka white. Interesting. So the new editions of the Minhas Chinuch from Achron Yerushalayim, they have on the bottom of the page, the Rash seems to disagree. The Rash, in his commentary on Mishnayis Nigoyim, seems to quote a Mechilta that sounds like he says it has to be Dafke Lovan. An interesting shayla. But yes, the Fengel has a shayla in the Sefer Asim Deraisim. Which he discusses in his other sefer, Beis Ha'Otzer. Yes, then he wrote an encyclopedia of Torah ideas, encyclopedia of his Torah ideas, of his Chiddushim, encyclopedia of his Chiddushim on all topics. So we only have printed the first two letters, Aleph and Beis is not complete. Beis only goes to the middle of Beis. It's not finished. And the rest was never printed. That he wrote the rest, but it was whatever. Floating around somewhere. So he has under the letter base, on the big Ikuna, he quotes the topic that he discusses in another sefer briefly. He writes, Mistatakti biasfen darai se klaudi tes. What's the nature of the din of big Ikuna? The Gemara in Sanhedrin learned out in the Tosif, Yosisa big Ikuna shlaal nachicha lekatsho lechaha noli. The kacha means lechaha noli bizmanch bigdei ma'alein kunas ma'alein. So the sole purpose of the big Ikuna is to make the coin into a coin. Because you have the full din of Kedushas Kunah Sheba Migdash, that's all. Or should I say no? That just like you need a Mizbeach, and just like you need Avodah for the Korban, so too you need a Kohen, and you need Big Dikuna for the Avodah. But the Big Dikuna is not just to make the Kohen into a Kohen, Big Dikuna is to be Machshu the Avodah. Which is the Gerer Hadith? So he quotes in the middle of his discussion here in the Asman Derais, he doesn't really bring any rights, he just raises the issue briefly. And here in the Beis Ha'itza, Chelek Beis, under the heading of Big Dikuna, he quotes several riots. So he quotes that it's a Mefurish and Machlokes between the Orachaim HaKadosh and this week's Sedra against the Maharif in his Chidushim HaMaseches Chidushim Daf Lamed Vav. The Orachaim HaKadosh and Chumash says, why does it say Yosisa Big Dikuna Shal Anachich L'Chavo Odu L'Sifaris? Why does the Torah have to say the purpose L'Chavo Odu L'Sifaris? That's his question. So he writes, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, he doesn't understand what that question means, because the Gemara learns Adina from this L'Chavo Odu L'Sifaris. That if the Rashi and Tosfos comment and the Gemara in Zalch, that if the Big Dikuna are ripped, if they're soiled, if they're shabby, so they're not kosher. It has to be Dr. L'Chavar Lucifer. Big Dikuna are only kosher if they enhance the good looks of the kind, if he looks better. You have to wear a nice suit in order that you look good. You wear an old shabby suit, that's torn or whatever, so don't have to use L'Chavar Lucifer, so it's considered as if you did the Avodah without it. He says, Rashi and Tosfos say like that. That it's not to be the other. He quotes that the Rashi and Zrochim Yud Ches and Beis, and he dug up the Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis and Beis, as the same as that Rashi and Zrochim, Daf Yud Ches and Beis. Then he has a Rambam, but the Rambam says that L'chatchila, the Big Dikuna should be new. You shouldn't have old Big Dikuna because it says L'chavar Olu Sifaris. He says the Rambam, along the same lines as Rashi Ches, the Rambam holds that this Din L'chavar Olu Sifaris is just a Din L'chatchila. It's not Miyakib B'Yevet, and Rashi and Tosfos say that it is Miyakib B'Yevet. That's why Rashi and Tosfos say that he refers to Mitushtoshim, Mikuroim, if they're ripped, or if they're Mamashabi, they look awful, then it's Miyakib B'Yevet. And the Rambam says that L'chavu B'Yevet means that it should look very, very good. They should be, if the blood should enhance his good looks. But if it doesn't really, they're not sparkling, so then you're not getting to the Mitzvah L'chavu. I don't know if you have to necessarily say the way he learns that it's a machlok is Rashi and Tosfos against the Ram. You can say that Rashi and Tosfos are like the Ram, and the Ram holds like Rashi and Tosfos. And there are two things included in the L'chavos of Taurus. The L'chavchila should really be a Nakar L'chavos of Taurus, a four-star L'chavos of Taurus. And if it's not, if it's old begotten and it doesn't look so nice, the L'chavchila you shouldn't use those big people. If it's possible to the other, that's not enough. And if it's Mamish Turan, and if they're very shabby and they're very soiled and dirty, then even the Yevid would be no good. I don't necessarily see that you have to hold that it's an achlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. But whatever, he says he doesn't understand why the Orachaim HaKadosh asked the question, why does it say in the Torah L'chavu Odu L'Sifaris as if the Torah is giving us the time of the Kor, the reason for the mitzvah? What do we need the reason for? He says there's not some reason. This is L'chavu Odu L'Sifaris is telling us one of the Prati Hadinim. That if the Gerdim are torn, it's possible to the oven, and L'chatchila should be very thin to the Gerdim. Chadashim. And you shouldn't use your Shana L'chatchila.
Is by
all, everybody, or only that Kohen's Gerdim? Possible base is
by
No. It says by Kohen Hadith also, Pasuk Mem. Yeah. And Pasuk Mem says, you should make kutanos of Nathan with boys of Havid or Sephar. The halach is that Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam say, apply to all of the good things. So Rabbi Yosef Engel doesn't understand what the question is of the Arachaim HaKadosh and Chumash. Why does he say the Arachaim asks as if the person is giving time of the Kroh? So he asks, what do we need the time of the Kroh for? What do we have to know the reason for the Big Dikuna, that it's in order to enhance the good looks of the Kohen? Why not Kamina? Let the Torah write, they should wear Big Dikuna. What is the difference? So he says, what do you mean, what's the difference? No, it tells you how long it's over here. The Rambam's din, Rashi and Tosfos, he doesn't understand. But that's the question that the Rechaim asked. So what's the answer that he gives? The Rechaim says, lest somebody should think that the din of big dekuna is a din and avodah, that the avodah requires big dekuna. So the Torah says, no, it's only a din in the kohen. My nafkamina. What if you have a such a chakir without an nafkamina is a lo chakir? But the Rechaim HaKadosh gives you an nafkamina. The shivas mea minuim, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the avodah, not the Kohanim. So the Gemara asks, Bameshi Mishmoshi, Kol shivas mea minuim. The Gemara in Tainus in the first parrot, where is that? So the Gemara says, he didn't give big dikuna. So the Rechaim says, why not? Because big dikuna is not a din in the Havodas HaKarbonos. The Havodas HaKarbonos is big dikuna. It's a din in Kohen. It's a din in enhancing the Kedushas Kuna. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen. It was a Harash Shor, it was a din, and he could do the Havodah in the Shuvas Me'am. Therefore he says there was no din. Therefore there is no requirement for big dikuna, and this is joined up in the phrase in the pasuk. We also big dikosh la'an achicha l'chavoy, this is the forest, means to enhance their status as a kohen. The kachal, l'chanoli, it's solely for the purpose of enhancing their status as a kohen. That seems to be what the Arachayim HaKadosh writes on Chumash. The Beis HaOitzer, the Beis HaTengel points out, if you read this Arachayim, it looks like there's a mistake. There's a misprint, he says. Because he writes a lashon. You read it yourself, you see that obviously there must be a misprint. He writes a lashon, it's not only, the word only doesn't fit in. The Rechaim writes, it's not only for the purpose of the Avodah, to be Mashad Avodah, but it's to enhance the din of the Kohen, and then he goes ahead to prove so from Moshe Rabbeinu, that in the Shivas and Amimun, he didn't wear big dikuna. So what do you mean it's not only for the purpose? I mean it is not at all for the purpose of the Avodah, it's only for the purpose of enhancing the status of kuna. So the word only, levad, it sounds like it doesn't, the syntax doesn't make sense. So he says he thinks that it's obvious that there's an extra word there in the Arachat. But then he quotes the Maharit. The Maharit says the Feirish Hatzot. He says the Chidushi Maharit on Chidushi. The other yeshiva, they use it all the time. This yeshiva, they only learn Rishonim. So just we never look in the Maharit. That's Mises, with all the classics, Tzvei Yeshua, nobody ever used. The Maharit on Chidushi has on Daf Lamed Vav. On the Tesis there on Daf Lamed Vav, assumes for Dovah Pashut that you need big dikuna not only to enhance the status of the kohen, you need it for the avodah also. How does he get into the whole discussion? Because of the Tesis there. Tesis in Kiddush and Daf Lamed Vav comments on the Gemara. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that only Bnei Aharon can do avodah, Bnei Aharon cannot do avodah. A female kohenis cannot do avodah on the Beis Hamikdash. If she does avodah, it's no good. It's a shaila mishalim. What if a bas kohen does avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? Is she considered mamish like a zah? She doesn't have kedushas kuna at all. The kedushas kuna for the purpose of avodah sakrabon is only on the zikri kuna, and the bas kohen doesn't have mamish like a zah. Or should I say no? She's not a zar, she has kedushas kuna like a male kohen she has also, but it's a din in the Torah that she's not supposed to do avodah. The nafkamin will be, there's a din azorah kol yumus, that if a non-kohen does avodah sakrabonis, he's chayav nisud lei shamayim. So what if a kohenes will do avodah? So this is a suffix in the Mishlei Melech, no? Mishlei Melech has a suffix in the Sefer, in the end of the Parashat Zohar, he has the Berach Mitzvah Sefer. The Berach Mitzvah Sefer is this topic about that. And in the yeshivas, they say Torah, so they say probably in different uses, the Sheik and Kubet, the Sazen Zrachim, on different doctrines, it sounds like it's different uses in the Gemara. Whether a Kohenis is considered mamish like a Zar, no, a Kohenis is not a Zar, she has Kedushas Kuna. It's just that she's not allowed to do the Avodah. She's not a Balmum, she's not a Zar, she's not a Tomei, so you can't pin any of those. But then she can't do Avodah, so it'll be possible, but it won't be. Will be Mechalalas and so on, but she won't be Mitzvah Dei Shemayim or anything like that.
How did she get
there? Walked in on afternoon. How did the women get there? How did they get down by the post on my road?
They walked down by the, I mean, he had the Azara in between where there was territory.
So I'm a Shugan of woman, walked in. She says she's going to do the Avodah. Tasha Haman. The Tesis wants to know why the Gemara learns that from the post.
If she were not a
God,
and she has
a school,
she can't,
so
why can't she
become?
If she doesn't like the Balmun, she can't become.
Avodah, you mean, why can't she do From what's in there? Well, if I'm walking by you around the day afternoon, the man there
right. The position walks in. So what's the need? You hold the head start that she used, like, I think, Mrs. Kuna, that she tells her she can't do the yoga.
Yeah.
So would that, is it like, what's so about moving? Is it something separate?
No. No, the Rambam explains that you don't allow a Baal Mum to walk by Nirvana Mizbeach or a Shikr or to his brother or to his Rosh, but she doesn't look nice. A woman walks in. It's a different question. The Gemara says, Isha Baal Gaon Minayin, what's a woman doing in the Azara, the Hell Azara? The Rashi says that there's an Issa. Rashi holds that there's an Issa for a woman to enter the Azara. The Taisa says there's no Issa. He says that it looks funny, that it's improper. Women never walk in. No, but the Issa for a Shikr, because it's not covered on Migdash. Or a balloon is not covered on English, or Kui Gordon or Kui Rosh. The Rambam is not covered on English. They wouldn't let them walk in. The Rambam says they wouldn't let them walk in even in the beginning of the Azara. Not only, even Yisraelim, they wouldn't let them walk in. Tosh came to walk, they knew them when I was there, he said that to Nisa Deraita, but he says, the Rabbani, you shouldn't let them go in even in the beginning of the Azara. Because it's not covered on English. But women is not a Nisa walking in.
But that's really.
I enjoy your debate there.
That's really like a gift that God brought the gift because we need to communicate with people.
There is the question, why do I need a pasuk to indicate that a woman who's a bas kohen may not do avodah and avodah mechulelas? How can you think she's going to do avodah bechlal? She's not wearing the big dikuna. That's what Tosfos says. So they give two answers. One answer is, so she'll put on the big dikuna. According to the Habermin, that a woman will do avodah, so she'll wear the big dikuna. The maskana is that a woman may not do the avodah, it's possible, so then there's no use in her putting on the big dikuna, obviously. But according to the Habermin, that I didn't know about that, that would be the pasuk to say, I would have thought that the woman, bas kohen, can do avodah, and she has to wear big dikuna. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. The Yishlam, the Ma'ishalav, Shukadrem. Then they give another answer, no. That the big dekuna are obviously only for men and not for women. So I would have thought that a woman can do the avodah, a bas kohen can do the avodah without wearing big dekuna. Point to the Habermin. 2 days in place is what the Habermin of the Gemara was. The point of the Habermin is that a bas kohen can do avodah. Would that Habermin mean only if she's wearing big dekuna or even if she's not wearing big dekuna? So the Rabbi Yosef Emel says, well, probably these are the two opinions that we have. The shayla that he raised before, whether the Gekuna are only needed inside the din of the Kohen Ha'eved, or it's a din of the Avodah, or it's a din of the Kohen, then it's the Gekuna. So he says, well, according to the second answer of Taisus, he sees clearly that the Gekuna is only a din of the Kohen, to be master with the Kedushas Kuna, the Torah requires. And that's only for men, for women, the Torah never required the Gekuna. That the word of thought that a Bas Kohen is kosher to do Avodah, she could do the Avodah without the Gekuna. And the first answer in Texas seems to imply that no. Well, the first answer you can't tell. The second answer in Texas sounds like the din of Bikun is only a din of the Kohen. It's not a din of the Hatzavah Tachavah. So it's a mash Texas where the Maharit takes issue with the second answer of Texas. And he gives his own answer on this Kasha. And he has a whole Arif. But here it seems to the other portion that the requirement of Bikun is not only a din of the Kohen, as much as the Maharit and Kanos Maharit and so on, it's even a din in the Kohen itself. Yosef Engel quotes from the Gemara in Zohar Kufi based on the days where the Mishnah distinguishes Ma'ben Bamas Yachid Le Bamas Sibur. What are some of the differences between a Nova Gibran that was a Bama Sibor, and all over the rest of the Eretz there was a Hetzer Bamas and there was a Bama Siyafet? So there are several differences. So one difference is that Kohen is not required for Avodah Kabbonis and Bama Siyafet, only for Bama Sibor. And another difference is Bigdei Kuna. Bigdei Kuna are not required for a Bama Siyafet, they're only required for Bama Sibor. And each one is learned out from a pasuk that you don't require a kohen for a bama siyachid is one pasuk, and you don't require big nikuna for a bama siyachid is another pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, why do you need a separate pasuk to tell you that you don't need big nikuna? If you don't need a kohen, if you don't need a kohen for a bama siyachid, obviously you don't need big nikuna. What's the having that you need big nikuna? Isn't it a beferish arise from the Gemara? And the fact that they require a separate pasuk is not a raya, shayin ala tshuva, it's like a raya machrachas. That I would have thought that the Mikuna required for the Avodah, for the Kohen, not only required to give the Kohen a Din Kohen. He would only need a Din Kohen, even a Zara is good. And I would have thought that you still need Big Mikuna, if not for this person. That's what he is. Isn't that a Raya to the Maharid? Against the Arachayim HaKodesh.
Is Zara
a Zara? A Zara would have won the Big Mikuna. So you see that the Big Mikuna would be required for the Avodah? Isn't that a good right? No, not open. Yeah. Kodesh, you can't bring Kodesh.
I can't bring
Kodesh. The Brahman is obviously doing Kodesh, you can't. According to the Amin, yes? He would have to wear this before. The Marshal and the Pasuk, but no. The question is no, that he doesn't have to. Maybe he's prohibited. Maybe he's forbidden to wear Big Kuna. That's a Mishal. Is there a Mi'ila? Is there an Issa Mi'ila? So Big Kuna Kodesh. The Gemara has a shayla about that. Myself has come in and witnessed the discussion with a Big Kuna, Nitzan Le'Honislam, or Lord Nitzan Le'Honislam. Shayla in the Gemara. But this is the kind of way the Big Kuna when he does the Avodah, you don't say that he's loyal. You don't say that he's loyal and he's Mi'ila. So maybe that shows that the Big Kuna. Somehow the Issa Mi'ila was lifted, doesn't apply to Chlala. Maybe no, it only was lifted with the Shas HaAvodah when it's necessary to wear the Big Kuna. Whenever it's not absolutely essential to wear the Big Kuna, then it would be an Issa Mi'ila. So that's the Gemara Shalva, where the Big Kuna is lifted on the Honestan, it's lifted to be then, and there's no Issa Mi'ila. Oh no, learn this on the Honestan. So there's the Bengal himself, this is the Hanis Raya. He says he can imagine this Raya. Based on another shtikotel that he has in another place. What's the Gera Hadin that a Zar is kosher on a Boma? Why does Allah say that on a Boma Kana you don't need a Kohen a Zar either? So he claims that he has Rayas that the Pshat is not that you don't need a Kohen, Pshat is that everybody has a Din of Kohen. But his brother said, Batem Tiyulim Amlech has Kohen in the Gun Kodesh. Everybody has a Din of Kohen. Sounds a little wild, so he calls it a Medrash. Not a Medrash. A Mechilta. He has a mechilpah where it sounds like it says like that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, "Atem Tiyulim, Amlech Haskohen, and the Goy Kodesh," everybody had a Din HaKohen. And then, Mishenivchar, Aharon, Nidaro, the Yotzei Levim Yisrael, everybody was excluded from the Din HaKohen. But up until that time, everybody had a Din HaKohen. So he says, since everybody had a Din HaKohen, so maybe with respect to the Heter Bomas Yochid, and Eretz Yisrael later, years later, maybe that Din popped up again, but everybody had a Din HaKohen. So they say that everybody had a Din Kohen, so maybe you can now require a Big Kuna to enhance that status of Kohen. So in the Mela, it's not a Raya. The Minchas Chinuch has something very strange which I didn't understand, and then I saw in this little safer Har Tziri, Tzvi Pesach Frank also wasn't so convinced that he was right. There was a Gemara in Kiddushin in different places in Makkah, the Gemara says that if a Cholol does Avodah, the Cholol Tachmam is not a Kohen. So it should be Avodah from the Kedavah. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Kedavah, that B'riyevir, Cholol Shabbat, is Avodah for Tshay. So most of the Rishonim are in Pshat, not like Deuteronomy, most of the Rishonim are in Pshat means a Cholol Shalom Noda. Cholol, we didn't know that he was a Cholol. But once he knows a Cholol and he goes ahead and does Avodah, but then it'll be possible to B'riyevir, it's the Pasuk Pshat. I'm not the type of different shot and all that. But the Pashim Shani Mara takes this lens like that. A Cholol should not know that. His mind that he wasn't known, he didn't know, nobody realized that he was a Cholol. He said, I bet it, but he had it, it would be good. So he declares, Mehakuna declares a Shaila, what if the Cholol did the Avodah? And then tomorrow we find out he's a Cholol. So he said, but he had the Avodah that he did yesterday was good. What if today, what if the yesterday when he did the Avodah, he wasn't wearing the Dikunis? So yesterday, when he did the Avodah, we said, that's no good. We thought he was a Kohen. And he's not wearing the Dikunis. So Bishas Maim, when he did the Avodah, let's say someone was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoed, and he had to bring a cup and chattis to the Beit Hamin. The thing is, chattis, he gives it to the Kohen, Kohen does the Avodah, and the Kohen wasn't wearing. Really, I brought the garment of the Dikunis. He wasn't wearing the Dikunis. So we said today, we made a mistake, we weren't big, but we weren't wearing big dikuna, your avoid is mukhulel, so we have to bring another chattis tomorrow. The guy comes with another chattis tomorrow, we said, we made a mistake. The guy did the avoid yesterday, he's not only not wearing big dikuna, he was a cholo. But since he was a cholo, so the thing is that we know that shares the yevet and a cholo. Cholo is not a trait, he doesn't have to wear big dikuna, the cholo. We're going to say, no, the avoid was kosher. So he's mistaken to say that, that's right. He's mistaken based on that thesis and tradition. Based on that thesis, based there's the question that we just mentioned before. By notion, why do you need a pasuk to indicate that the bas kohen is not permitted to draw avodas hakavanah? So first, can draw avodas hakavanah. What's going to be with the big dikuna? So the first answer of the thesis was no. Kohen could have minhag that a bas kohen can draw avodas. So where the big dikuna? What's the problem? And the second answer of the thesis was no. You only say that the big dikuna ma'akev if you have an obligation to wear big dikuna. A woman doesn't have, she's not going to wear pants. A lady's not going to wear pants, like you said. The big dikuna are not going to fit her. They're only made for men, not for women's clothing. So the women, according to Rabbi, would do the avodah and the Beis HaMikdash without any big dikuna, they wouldn't pose any problem. Why? The Hezbollah, like Rabbi Yosef Engel explained, that big dikuna is not a din in the avodah, it's only a din in the kohen. If he requires it. So that's what the Minhas Kinnach is mistaken to say, according to that day in Tosfos, that the cholo she'avar avodasik sheira would be good even if he wasn't wearing big dikuna. Okay, he's not supposed to wear big dikuna. He's not a kohen. He's not supposed to wear big dikuna. But at the time that he did the avodah, we thought it was no good because of a lack of big dikuna. Then when we find out tomorrow that it not only was that a problem, he wasn't even a kohen, then we say, oh, but the other way, okay now. So that Tzipa Yisach Frank is Ma'ara on this. He said, what are you talking about? But the halach is the Yevet Avidosik Sheri because we say to the Yevet he is a Kohen. That to the Yevet he was a Kohen. So he's a big Kohen. Even according to the Tzad, that the big Kohen are only in the past the Kohen. The Tzad the Dinah Kohen, not a Dinah Avayda, but still, you should say that he's doing it, the big Kohen. I thought it was a Shver Min HaKohen. I thought that was a wild finish to say that the cholo shavu to the yevet should be good even without big dikuna because of that pay and places. But it's not kohen. There's no fish. Here we thought he was a kohen. He's supposed to wear big dikuna, like you said. He didn't wear it, but for sure he's over there. For sure there's nothing to discuss. The pasuk says that it was required to write the names of the yud bei shvatim on the big day ho'efod and on the big day hachoshen. On the Avnei Ho'efod, the Avnei Ho'efod. The Avnei Ho'efod were two, one on the right side, one on the left side. The Tichon Chosin Tifatach Hashkei Ho'avonim Ashmoz Bnei Yisrael Mishabot Mish B'Tosor Ta'aseh Orison. The Tam Tishkei Ho'avonim Ashkei Ho'efod Avnei Zikaron Bnei Yisrael. And then the halacha required, then the Torah requires later that you have to have the 12 stones on the Avnei Ho'efod. But the Shmoz Bnei Yisrael, Varim Tehiyen, Al Shmoz Bnei Yisrael, Shtei Mishra, Al Shmoz, Am Pituch, Al Chois, Am Ish, Al Shmoz, Tehiyen, Al Shnei, Osor, Shover. There was a difference though, because the Avnei HaKoshen only had the names of the Shvot, the Avnei HaEifod only had the names of the Shvotim. And the Avnei HaKoshen, the Gemara says, even though it doesn't say in the Pasuk, the Gemara says in Yuma that it had also the names of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or the names of the Yogos. On the Avnei HaKoshen had the names of the other source. On the Avnei HaEfod it only had the names of the Shvatim. The Avnei HaKoshen had the names of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in addition. No, the Gemara tells you exactly where they put the letters. Rav Shlomo Laguna has an interesting comment in his Sefer. He says in the description of the Avnei HaKoshen, the Pasuk says that the Nosa Aharon and Shmoz Bnei Yisrael, the Pashon HaMishpat Ali Bob Vavala Kodesh Yizikaron, Lepnei Hashem Tamid. And this expression doesn't appear by the Avnei, even though the Avnei HaKoshen, even though the Avnei HaEifod also had the names of Yudkei Shvatim. It doesn't say Talmud there. And also Aharon Shmoytam Lefnei Hashem, Ashtek says called Zikaron, but it doesn't say Zikaron Talmud. It says Zikaron. Here it says Zikaron Talmud. Why this distinction? He has an interesting comment. He says that there's a the Gemara with the Tosfos and Shabbos at Nun Hey. So the Gemara says that Chutzav is only left so long. So you are an enikul from the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov had a lot of chutzim, and his children had a lot of chutzim, his grandchildren. But 25 generations later, this chutzim is going to wear off. So Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were hailed the tzaddikim, they were holy people now. The Shvatim, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they were wonderful people. So their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, a couple of generations, they have a big chutzav. The chutzav is tama. It wore off. How long is the Rebbe Shimon going to treat the Jewish people with special consideration because of the fact that their great-great-great-great-grandfather 28 centuries ago, the tzaddikim, it wore off already. So they don't have any chutzim anymore. So the Rabbi Natan is fair to say, Neim Shabbat Abnim Hei, that the bris of it lay tama. But it's Bohem made a bris is bris with Avraham Yisrael and Yankim. So the bris means our fault on it. This means come what may, whatever is going to happen, many Christian Jews are going to give their descendants special consideration. But this Kutzav is without a bris, not already wore off. So he suggests that this perhaps is a distinction over here, that by the Avni Ha'efo, it didn't have the names of Avraham Yisrael Yankim, it only had the names of the Shvatim. The Shvatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a bris with them. But this Kutz, as the Chusim, the Shvatim are big people. So their descendants also have Chusim. So the Pasuk says, Nos Aaron Shmoysom, Aaron should wear the Avnei HaEkvod with the names of the Shvatim on it. With Nei Hashem HaShtek Tefav the Zikara, it should remind the Rebbe Hashem that we are descendants from the Shvatim. But it doesn't say Tamid, because it's not going to help forever. It's going to wear off. The Gemara there in Shabbat Dat Nuhay says, in the days of Chizkiyah, HaMelech has worn off already. This Chus always had already worn off. But by the Avni HaChoshem, which not only had the Shmoyt HaShvatim, but the Gemara has, the tradition has that it had also the names of the Yavis on it. So there, and the Yavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a priest's bris with them. Not just that we have Chus of it, we have bris of it. So that's why the Pasuk says, and also Aaron is, we should wear this, L'zikaron of Nei Hashem Tamid. The Pasuk cup tense. What? With B'nai Yisrael, yeah. Did he make it the Shvatim? No. But mentioning the names of the Shvatim is going to be something special? So he never made a bris with the Shvatim. He made with the others, then he made with B'nai Yisrael, different bris. So he suggests perhaps that's what it is too. If you look in the Pesukim, it's a little strange. Regarding the description of the choshen, they just make a choshen, put on the stone, and you should put in this and that. You should have the sharshav gavlus. And then it says you should put it on. Aaron HaKohen should wear it. No, Aaron HaKohen should wear it. Then it says, after everything is all finished, in Kosek Laman, Per Kos Ches. Pasuk Lamed, it says it is already wearing the choshen with everything. Then it says you should put in Urim V'Tumim inside the choshen. Aren't you supposed to put Urim V'Tumim in the Shem HaKadosh? Aren't you supposed to put Urim V'Tumim in before he puts it on? So he says from the Seder HaPsukim it would appear like Rashi said that there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Yomah, which is also Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. In the Bayi Sheni, the Gemara says the Urim V'Tumim didn't light up. So does this mean that the Kohen Gadol had to wear the Choshen? So did he have to have the Shem HaKadosh inside the Choshen because it's not going to light up anyway? So should you say no? The only purpose of having the Shem HaKadosh inside is in order that the Eisir should light up. Right? It's not gonna, you know what it did? It's not going to light up anyway. They were told. They were told in the beginning of Bayi Sheni that the Kohani Chazaka was permitted to do our right in the Beis HaMikdash Biksu Bitshuk Sovn HaMsiachsin Elo Mato V'Nigol Amin HaKunin, they were rejected from doing Kunin. And these people who are the Kohanim, the Safi Kohanim, can't do our right in the Beis HaMikdash Ad Amot Kohen La Urim V'La Tumim, until a time will come who will be able to find out from the Urim V'Tumim what the answer is. Obviously he's speaking the Pasuk that the Urim, they didn't have any Urim V'Tumim, it didn't work. The Rashi says, Barim HaMelech HaRei Ad Shiyavah Mashiach.
when Mashiach comes, that's what the pasuk says. When Mashiach comes, they'll be able to figure out who's a kohen. Why do you have to wait for Mashiach? Mashiach will be the mitzvah of the mitzvah. He'll tell everybody what they're yichud. But in Bai Sheni, it sounds like the only thing didn't work. So they knew in advance the only thing wasn't going to work. That's what the Navi told them. Adam Mar Kohen, Adam Mar Kohen. It's not going to work. The whole school is Bai Sheni. Period. So is there any use in putting in the Urim and Thummim if it's not going to light up? So basically says, yeah, Babish, you don't have the Urim and Thummim, the Beged is Mechusa, the Beged is incomplete. Let's say you'd be missing one of the 12 stones. So you're missing the Choshen and Melchus, even if you have all the stones and everything else is there. But you're missing the Shein on Furish, it's no good, you're missing. So they had to have the Urim and Thummim in the Bai Sheni also just that it didn't light up. And Rashi says, no, but putting in the Shein on Furish inside is not at all a chelik of the Beged. It's just for the sole purpose of having it light up, and if you know in advance it's not going to light up anyway, darken it. That's why the Ramban HaChumash writes also like Rashi. And it's not like it's the Rambam and so the Yeska and the Ramban, some of Rosh Meska and the Ramban, they don't understand what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that the Yom Yitzhimim is the Shem Am Farish, Yudke Vatke, whatever else is included in the Shem Am Farish. So and the Bai Sheni says they didn't have the Yom Yitzhimim. The Mephosh and Eskan and Ramban. What do you mean? We didn't know the Shein on Farish and the Bai Sheni. It says the Farish in the Mishnah. It's describing the situation of Bai Sheni. That the Kangol used to say the Shein on Farish and the Bai Sheni. They didn't know what the Shein on Farish was. So why couldn't they write it in the Urim and put it in? So they explained. So if he does explain, no, the Ramban didn't mean to say that they didn't know what the Shein on Farish was. He has a mistake on Nachar Kedumim, Asumish, and this we said it. So the Ramban didn't mean to say they didn't know what it was. They knew what it was. But there's no purpose in putting it in if you were told in advance, but it's not going to answer. So you don't ask, and you don't have to have the Shema Torah, if you know it's not going to work. But the Ramban holds like Rashi. It's not an act in Chelet of the Begit. So Shlomo Ravuna says, in the Mashmoras HaPsukim, it sounds like that. So it says you should make the Choshen, and you should put it on, and you should wear it. When I say, Aaron, Ishmael, Ben Ezra, the Choshen, and Mishpah, and the Choshen, we call it the Hashem, tell it's finished. And then it says, and by the way, a footnote, don't forget to put in the Urim HaTumim. So why doesn't it say that before putting in the Urim HaTumim? It sounds like that's a footnote, that it's not really an essential part of the Begit itself. The Ramban HaChumash and this we said in part, the Shuma claims that there's a difference between the way the names were engraved. We might have said there's a difference whether you had how many names were written. On the Abnei HaChum, on the Abnei HaEifo, and only the Shuma Kashvot, on the Abnei HaChosh, and the Abnei HaChosh. The names of the others as well, together with the the Ramban claims in another distinction that the Pashuk only requires Milu or Son, how do you think? Abnei Miluim. But there should be shleimos that when you engrave the names, you shouldn't carve it out and etch out. You shouldn't scrape out anything. The Ramban writes from this, that was only required for the Abnei HaEifod. So it's the Abnei HaChoshen. Abnei HaEifod. For the Abnei HaChoshen, they would carve it out. There is no requirement that they should use a shomer. You must better use a shomer that would a little animal, some kind of a little worm, and they would put it on, they would mara it. They would show the shomer where it has to engrave and they have been engraved. They said they only had to do this nest, this meifes, regarding the Abnei HaEifod. So there the Chumash requires the Milu HaSom. Milu HaSom having a double meaning. Milu HaSom means that it should have a holder on the bottom that should hold the oven, like you have sometimes people have on the bottom of a ring, a socket that you put the oven into. Then number two, the Milu HaSom, that the oven should be mole, the oven should be shalom, and you shouldn't scratch anything out from it. But he says, on the Abnei HaChoshen, there was no such requirement. Rabbi Pesach Frank points out in one of his truths that Pesach clearly says not so, in several places. Pesach in this, in other places says not so, because the Gemara says that the whole story about Dom HaBenestino, but look at this boy, he was Mikanki with Abiyayim, but they came to buy, they needed, they were missing Yoshvei Shal Binyamin, Yisham, because they were missing the last one of the Yubayt Avonim for the Choshen, and they went to buy a Yoshvei from this fellow down in Benetin. His father was sleeping, didn't want to wake him up. Again, some money, it's a strange story, he didn't want to wake up his father, and he lost a fortune of money. So Taisha says, what do you mean if they're missing a stone? not enough to get the stone, they're going to have to engrave the name of Yamin on the stone. This is Yashua Shabbin Yamin. That they're going to have to engrave the name, so they're going to have to use the Shamir. So where was the Shamir? The Gemara says in the end of Sota that Mishamesu Nevin Achrayim or something, there was no longer any Shamir. So Bizman Bai Shem, they had no Shamir. Who is Bizman Ben Sina? When did he live? Bizman Bai Shem, Bizman Bai Shem. So he said, Posh of Shat. Sounds like a name for the group of Bai Sheni. Bizman Ben Sina.
No.
No? Agoy. Hard to tell, I'm Goyish name. When did he live? The place says they get the impression that he lived. That's not sure, so maybe he lived in Bai Shem time. But they get the impression from the Gemara that he was a character who lived his mom, his boy lived his mom by Sheni. But there was no Shamir. So what's going on? So Rav Sipay Safan points out, according to the Ramban said, no, Chumash Beferish, you didn't need a Shamir. For the Avnei HaKoshim. Because it doesn't say Bini Luwaisam. It only says Bini Luwaisam, which has a double meaning. It should have a socket. And the Evan should be Mamala, the socket. And the Evan should be Molei. The whole term of Minuas, Moni says, I'm Avni Ha'ikor. So he points out, the Tosis obviously doesn't agree with this Ramban. But he says, if you hold like the Ramban, that they didn't use the Shamir, maybe one can say the following. He's bothered with a very strange, as a tshuva about a barber, let's say, has a razor. And he shaves off somebody's payas. But they have a Jewish barber has a Jewish customer, and he takes this razor, mamish, not an electric shaver that you're allowed to use, mamish a razor, and he shaves off, let's say, a Jew's beard. But he doesn't shave like this, he doesn't place pressure, he just puts it next to their face, and the razor is automatically functioning and it's going to cut. Or let's say he has a shaver, an electric shaver that you can use on the beard, you can't use on the face, he holds it next to the guy's face. He doesn't rip off the payas by pressure, just holds it there, and the shaver does its own job, and it cuts off the guy's payas. He has a strange shaila, is the barber over on the yisur of cutting off the guy's payas? Maybe the yisur of cutting off payas only if you do a ma'isa b'yadayim, maybe if you do a grama, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's the original grama telephone. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a grama. It's not a grama. Why is it a grama? So he says, first he pilfers, he has a levar yachun, then he has a this, then he has a that, then he says, yeah, the whole thing is all crazy. What kind of grumman? This is Torah Chachmira, boy. I take a thingamajig, and I know it has the power to do something. If I get another person to do something, that's grumman. This is story. But if I know in advance that this is a shaver and this is going to do this to him. So he says, you have to say like that, but that's not called grumman. Here the halacha required that they should do ksivas ha'osiyos on the Avni Ho'eshod and the Avni Ha'kosh. How they do the ksivas ha'osiyos? Like they shamir. So the shaman was above, they did the trick. So it's mamish like a machine. So the Kohen or the whoever was, from the Sanhedrin, whoever was making the tallow, whoever was making over here the job, they put the shamir, and he put the shaman on top of the thing, and then he engraved the asia. So you see the fairies, so that's called ksiva. Don't you need ksiva over here? Have that ksiva lishma. Why do you need ksiva? So you see the fairies, so that's called ksiva. It's called hachamoba, that's called ksiva. Nothing to discuss. Then he backs out at the end. He says, but according to the Ramban, he's not so convinced, because the Ramban says that you only needed the Shamir for the Avnei HaEkor. For the Avnei HaKoshen, he didn't need any Shamir. And he says, if you look in the Pesukim, the Lashon is different. For the Avnei HaEkor, it says, Shmos Bnei Yisrael should be on the Avnei HaEkor. Tehiyena. And by the Avnei HaKoshen, it says, if you pack the Olo, you should engrave it. They says, maybe that's what? Maybe it only says, if you pack the Olo by the Shmos HaShvatim Avnei HaKoshen, because they didn't use the Shamir, according to Ramban. So they mamish engraved it. And there was no requirement for Bini Luwaisam Malay, so they pack engraved it. Masha'eni came on the Avnei HaKoshen, on the Avnei HaEkod, where they use the Shamir, it doesn't say, Tifatak, it doesn't say that you should do, because the Tifatak doesn't do. Maybe they still did one. And he says, it sounds like the Levaya. The Levaya is a sefer, it's a classic sefer Chumash that hardly anybody uses anymore. He's the Rav Brod. And Rav Zalman Golis was the Balabos by him. He was the Rav. He was the Rav in the sefer. The Balabos was from Amor Fahim. The Ephraim, the Ephraim, all the other sons by the time. Shara Ephraim, Mate Ephraim, all the other sons by his Balabos, Amor Fahim. This sefer is also a very good sefer Chumash, the Levaya. The quotes of Rav Tzvi Pesach Chaim quotes in that Levaya and Chulin, and the first paragraph of Chulin, that he claims that the Pu'ula that was done by the Shomer was a Grama Pu'ula. After our own nostalgia, first he says that he's dead wrong, the Harayi from Pitakta. And after he discovered this Ramban, who distinguishes, he says, maybe he's dry right, maybe he's not. Pashti says that he's wrong now. The Lashon HaPasuk is very strange. What is it called? Havon and Tehiyena al Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Shtei Mitzrei al Shmos. What does that word mean? Havon and Tehiyena al Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Shouldn't it say Hashemos Yihiyu al Havonim? What does it say? Havon and Yihiyu al Hashemos. It means it should be dedicated. Zeh HaBinyan Hu al Shem Mr. and Mrs. Solomon Hill the First. Habinyan al Shem Solomon Hill the First. That's what it means. Avon, what it was dedicated by the Shvatim. What does that mean? Avon Tehiyana al Shemos B'nei Yisrael. Very strange. Rav Tzvi Persefank in the Sefer HaChumash that he heard from the Tech Kodesh, from the Heilige Tzaddik of Shir Lev Dishkin, the Dishkirah, that the pshat is like this. What a wild pshat. So the pshat is like this. They engraved the Shemos and then they put the stones in upside down. So that, and they could see, and they, all of the stones were transparent. They were different colors. You can see the Shemos through and through. Right, and then he says, that's why he says, Tetuchel Chosom. So the Chosom always has to be made backwards. Whenever you have a Chosom, it has to say the opposite. So he says, why isn't there Tetuchel Chosom? It should say, Tiena, why Tetuchel Chosom? So the Shulah Diskin says, these two kashas, why is there Avon Tiena al Shmos? It says, Hashem Yihi al Avon. Why does it say Chosom? A Chosom means that there's an opposite thing. So he says, that's what it means, that they engrave the Shemos. The Yamin, Yehuda, Yisrael, everything backwards on the stones. And then they put the stones upside down. So when you look through and through, it would be transparent on the outside, it would be mamish smooth. Mamish smooth on the outside. And the shame would be seen through and through, and that's why it says that the stone should be Al Shmos B'nei Yisrael. An interesting fish. You have Teres, the Chumash says in the end of the parasha, you have to bring Teres twice a day. Babreker, Mahalasana, Tenefeh, Abayin Yakhtigan, you have to bring twice a day. So Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban, but he counts as one mitzvah or two mitzvah. The Rambam holds that he counts as two mitzvah, as one mitzvah, Teres for Chol Yom. And the Ramban, in the Sefer Mitzvah, holds that you have to count Kriyashma twice a day as two mitzvahs, Talmud twice a day as two mitzvahs, Teres twice a day as two mitzvahs. Not as one mitzvah. Manashol Zeh, Lotik Manashol Zeh. Kavite Kangola should also be counted as two mitzvahs. Whenever you have a mitzvah, you do it twice a day. Rabban holds that it's manasheh zelot is manasheh zelot, so it should be counted as two different mitzvahs. So Rachid once said, apparently the Rambam thinks that the chiyuv is to bring Teres twice a day every day, so the chiyuv is called one chiyuv. That's called in the morning. The kiyum is done in two stages. But when it comes in the morning of every day, you become a chiyuv to bring twice Teres and twice Talmud and twice Hadith and Tengaru. And let's say, according to the Rambam Shita, to be Mavik. And there is twice. The Rambam holds that you light the menorah in the evening, the Erev HaBerakah, then you light the menorah again in the morning, twice a day. So the Rambam holds that everything is just, it's one chiyuv, but the way to be, the Marshal raised Sfiras HaEmer. So the Bahak says that if you left that one day, so you can't continue to count the other day, so it says Tzima. So the Prima Gadam understands within the Bahag that what it means is that it's one long mitzvah that you have to do 49 Maaseh HaMitzvah for. So what does it mean? That on the second night of Pesach, the first night of Talmud, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, the first night of Talmud Pesach, you become clear to count Sviras HaOmer, and the way to do that is one for you, one mitzvah, but this mitzvah has 49 Maaseh HaMitzvah that has to be done on 49 different days. It's going to take a long time to hear also. It's one chiyuv, the Rambam holds, one chiyuv every day. Chiyuv to bring Chavite Kengadol every day, to bring Teres every day. The way to do it is to do a little bit now, a little bit later, but it's one chiyuv. That's what our Salvation pointed out. The Gemara has a Sofei in the first daf in Brachos, the first daf in the Teres, Chilos HaShachar. The Gemara says, we know that there is a Dina of Tashlumin, that the first one forgot the Dham Shachar's Dham's Minchot twice, and the second Minchot the Tashlumin for the Shachar's. The Gemara has a Sofei, what if he forgot to daven Minchot? Can he daven Ma'ariv twice and the second Ma'ariv do a Tashlumin? What's the Mokum with the Shachar's? maybe since it's a different day, maybe since that's Meirev and the Mincha that he missed is a different day, maybe it's not Tashlumin because there's a principle of Ayomo, Batul Kabbana. So the Achronim are bothered with a Kasha, what kind of Abba Yomo Batul Kabbana? Abba is Mano Batul Kabbana. You can't bring the Talmud Shoshach in the afternoon. So there should, according to the Gemara's topic, there shouldn't be any Tashlumin. If you forgot Shachris, you shouldn't be able to daven. You shouldn't be able to daven Mincha twice to make others. If you got Meir, you shouldn't be able to make Tashlumin by Shachris either. Other is not a bottle of Kabbalah. Let's have a Zavar Yom a bottle of Kabbalah. So they give difficult answers over there. They work hard on that Kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought he had once in mind to speak, to give a Yortzeit Shir on the, to discuss a lot of the Kashas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. How can we count to this and how can we count to that? But he never put together enough to say the shiur. So in class, when he was giving the regular shiur, so he told us what his halacha mean as well. He was going to say this and he was going to say that, but he didn't have enough to make a yortzeit shiur out of it, and he didn't. So one of the things he told us was about the Trumas HaMechas, that the Rambam asked on the Bahag, why he counts the Trumas HaMechas as a mitzvah, it's only HaRosho, it's not a Din L'Dorish. The Ramban had the two answers, so he had his whole head, so the Ramban gives the answer. That even though the Trumas HaMech is only a key in the Shura, but there's a key in the dirt. Even if you're not Mechuyah, but if you donate something to Berek HaBayit, there is a key on the, he's going to expand about that thing, about HaRosho versus Din L'Dorish. And then he's going to talk about this also, about this, why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and that is two, because it's of Ayom HaBot L'Kobona. Food is a concept of Azman HaBot L'Kobona. It's another concept of Ayom, that the Chiyav is every day to bring two tzmidim. And the Talmud Shor Ben Arbayim is the second half of the mitzvah. The first half of the mitzvah is in the morning, the second half of the mitzvah is in the afternoon, being the Talmud Shor Ben Arbayim. Like the Prima Gadim understood the Bahag, that it's one long mitzvah to count Sfira Sanda for 49 days, and every day you're doing another part of the mitzvah. It takes 49 days to fulfill that mitzvah. That's why the Prima Gadim was bothered by the Kasha, how can you say 49 brachas? If it's only one mitzvah, you should only say one bracha. Rav Soloveitchik said he didn't think that was a kasha. He said that the brachas have to do with the maaseh mitzvah. It doesn't have to do with the kriya mitzvah. That's a person who's mekayim mitzvah without a maaseh mitzvah. So he doesn't say any bracha. I move into a house that has a mezuzah. They don't say a bracha. Magen Avraham says that he said bracha shek rishonim and says, "Vadur babai sheyesh ben mezuzah." And if he go right in the Birkei Yosef and Yerodei, the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, then we don't follow that Magen Avraham. We don't say a bracha there. Why? Because you only say a bracha when there's a maaseh mitzvah. Fakir, to find the yellow mezuzah on your door, so I'm only doing a Maisa Mitzvah. I don't get the Kima Mitzvah. You get the Kima Mitzvah. So I say the Brach. The one who goes the Maisa Mitzvah says the Brach. You see, and that's what I saw. They should have the topic. If somebody puts it on my own, can I say a Brach or not? You said, yeah, but I am doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Having it thrown on my own? I have a Maisa Mitzvah. But if you have just the Kima Mitzvah without a Maisa Mitzvah, there is no Brach. So maybe if you have a Mitzvah that requires 49 Maisa Mitzvah, even though it all adds up to be one Mitzvah, maybe you say 49 Brach. There's no cash. The Bahat can have a hold that it's. That it's one long mitzvah, that's why Ma'akim says that. If you miss one day, so you're not guilty of the whole sphere of China. And still you can say that you say 49 brachas, because it's 49 ma'akim. He thought that was the pshat in the Rambam, why he counts it only as one mitzvah. Tzoros every day, and Kriyashma every day, and Tzmidim every day. It's one mitzvah to bring to Tzmidim every day. There are two parts to the mitzvah. Rabbi Lasson has an interesting comment that the Radinim and Mishnayis and the Gemara about Shpich HaShirayim, what do you do with the dam that's left in the Kusher, they could bring all the Zvika, sometimes one Zvika, sometimes two, sometimes four, and then quickly have a lot of Zvika, Mishnayim and Shirayim, Shpich HaShirayim, so if you have any Shirayim left, what do you do with it? So the Mishnayis have all the Radinim, where do you put the Shpich HaShirayim? How come in the Chumash the only place where it's written, Shpich HaShirayim is by Korban Chatos? How come it doesn't say by Shlomim, by Noila, by Noshon, by Teidon, Pesach, Chor, Maisif? The only carbon is Chatos, and the more derived everything is Chatos. How come it doesn't say? And this big Sevier, that's Shvich HaShirayim. How come it's only by Chatos and by Yikra, by Chatos only? Never says by a normal carbon, only by Chatos. So he points out an interesting comment. He says a Chatos is the only carbon that needs Matan Ezba. All the other carbon is you take a cup full of dam, and you pour dam from the cup. Why Chatos is a din, the coin has to stick in his this finger from the right hand, Ezpa. A good leg bomb of there. He has to take the Ezpa, the second thing, he has to dip it in and do Matan Ezpa. So by Chatos, the Hechreach is going to have to be Shirayim. He's always going to be Shirayim. You have a whole cup full and you only do Matan Ezpa. But the other Kabbalah is, he may Pesach has 2 days in Zrochim. While the other Kabbalah, is there a requirement lahatchila that you should not be Zorik all of the Dam on the Mizbeach and leave over a little bit in order to have Shlichas Shiraim? Well, no, the halacha is if you happen to have some Shiraim, then the Torah says, what do you do with the Shiraim? You throw the Shiraim over there. But no, then you have to have Shiraim. Let's say you have a covenant that only needs 1 week. If you want to pour all the Dam out of the Mizbeach, no Shiraim. Who says you have to leave Shiraim? But the Maaseh about his Fasemis, he didn't leave any Shiraim. No? When he first made him a Rebbe, his grandfather died, and he became a Rebbe at the age of 17. He was very young. Very young. And he was very embarrassed. What, I'm going to eat and I'm going to give them Shiraim? He felt very uncomfortable. So when they ate it, they gave him food. He ate it all up. He didn't want to give any Shiraim. And then they kept on pressuring him. So he had no baby. So he had to leave over some Shiraim. No? But he didn't want to have any Shiraim. So that's 2 days in Pesach. But if he did right, then he did wrong. By Kavanas, there's a Machlekes in Pesach. Well, you have to leave over Shiraim, no, you don't have to. But even if the din is that you have to, you may by mistake turn out that you didn't leave over any Shiraim, but if by disciple at some point said, by Echatus, it's impossible. How is it Shalech if he does Matan Etzba? Four. You need Matan Etzba on all 4 points. It's going to be a little bit. Of course it's going to be Shiraim. So he suggests that maybe that's what the Torah only writes the din of Shvich Shiraim explicitly by Echatus, because the Hechreach is going to have to be Shiraim over there. The chinuch counts, the Rishonim counts as one of the mitzvahs in this week's Seder, achilas kotshe kotshim. That the Kohanim have to eat the kotshe kotshim. The Rishonim has not finished. It's the machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam. What about achilas kotshim kalim? Is that also a mitzvah or not? The Rambam sheet is only achilas kotshe kotshim is a mitzvah to zichur kohuni and the Azor. That's shiori menachos and lech matonim is kotshe kotshim and chatos and oshim. But eating shlomim and come Pesach of course a separate mission. Everybody has to come Pesach of course a separate mission. But the meat, but the Indian to eat, yes, and there's a different mission to eat simcha. Yeah, also touchy touchy, man. But that's a mitzvah to eat. Mashenichin, let's say, a shlomim or a taibo, that is no mitzvah to eat. There's an Easter to let it become nicer. But let's say I'll encourage other people to eat. But you say, mitzvah bo, yes, no, the shluchai. I have to eat it? No, there's no mitzvah that I should eat after. Just a mitzvah to seek with that it's eaten. But by touchy touch, mitzvah mitzvah to eat. Places like 2 days, you have to eat this in the Azorah. So how do they eat it? The Gemara has any shiva b'azor and ma'afa b'zavu b'zavu, so the Kohanim have to eat it standing up. So it's uncomfortable. So what happened to the din? The mashkel of the do, it's all sham loch and moichlin. That the Kohanim have to eat it sli u'b'charul, have to eat it, has to be broiled like steaks, not just cooked a goulash, something like that. It has to be broiled, fancy, expensive, and they have to eat it with mustard. It has to be sli b'charul, the mashkel of the do, it's all sham loch and moichlin. What kind of da'af sham loch and moichlin? If they eat it standing up in the Azara, I'm going to take that place. You can't even sit down to eat it. Because in the Azara, no one's allowed to sit down. Even the Kangaroo can't sit down. Only Malka Bezdal. Malka Bezdal can't eat the Kachi Kachi. So the Mishnah, no, of course, but the Mishnahim have the fairish 2 days about this. Some Mishnahim say, Anachanam, you have to eat it standing up. I just say, no, but since the Allah requires that it should be eaten, the Mashal, the Guru, the Rasham, Malka Bezdal, so it's understood that they are permitted to sit for the purpose of eating the Kachi Kachi. The Rashbon Yivamis and that Kol Pesem and Aleph has a Jesus Hagon and very interesting to comment on the Lashon HaGemara. Kohanim Ot and Mabalim Muskaprim, that the Kohanim eat the Bissar HaKatos and the Bissar HaShem and the Baal HaKod and gets his Kapar. So that's a Melitza in the Gemara. Kohanim Ot and Mabalim Muskaprim, so he says that's not a Melitza, that's Li Kuga. The Gohanim had a Jesus there. Rather, you learn through his Rav Menachos, you would never know that such a thing exists. But you learn Yivamis, then you find out what it means, Kohanim Ot and Baal Miskatim, that if you bring a carbon katam and they reserve the dam, Shtita Kabbalah Halacha's week are good, and you think you Yotze? Not yet. If they leave the Bissar HaKatas and the Kohanim don't eat it, so I have to bring another Katas? I wasn't Yotze. Kohanim Erechim, Ubayu Miskatim, literally. If the Kohanim don't eat it, if the Bissar HaKatas that the Kohanim is supposed to becomes Nitma, Osha Ova, that becomes Tome, it gets lost, then the Mele there's nothing to eat, so the Kohanim don't have the mitzvah to eat it, and the Bailim is Yotze without the Akidah Kohanim. But if the Bosser is there, Munach L'Khanein, Eloi Nitma V'Loi Yavad, and the Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat it, and they fail to observe, to fulfill a mitzvah, so the Razor quotes the Gersus HaGem, our Gersus in the Gemara in the same doubt is just the reverse. Our Gersus is just the reverse, that the Achilas HaKohanim is not Miyakim. That's the way it's always used to Achilah, Achilah Loi Miyakim. Achilah's Kachim is not Miyakim. But the Gersus HaGem is that it's Miyakim. That's why we can understand very well why the Ra'or writes in the Perek Habayis on the Rashbo Perek Habayis that not only they need Melicha on the Korban Mincha or on the Korban themselves, you need Melicha on the Shiori HaMenochot of his Nechot in the Zichri Kuhuna. Because Kohanim Melchon and Balim is Kapim, that's like something that you mock the Ran in his Beirach. So the Haftorah is also sort of a Cheret of the Haftorah. That's an Avodah, that's a Cheret of the Haftorah. Even though the Haftorah is not Miyati. So he says over here also, the Kohanim Shalit, the Shiori HaMenochis, is also like a Haftorah. You have to sort that too. You have to sort the Cheret HaNechot. According to the Ra'or, Haftorah, you should say, he doesn't say exclusively, you should say the same thing on the Bosa, the Bsar HaChakos and the Bsar HaOshom. So you should have to sort that also. Let's say you're broiling it. You have to sort it anyway because it's done. But let's say you're broiling it. And then you say, we have a minute that we do Melicha B'mikta and Sleep. What if you're just following Rikra Din? You don't need any Melicha. So the problem of Dam, the takeover. You boil it and it won't be any Dam. Boil it and rinse it off, it won't have any Dam. But according to that, you should have to sort it. The Chelet HaNechel, the Zichri Kuhuna, has to be sorted. There's a big issue in this week's Sedra about the spelling of the name Aharon, with Azov or with Aharon. Because when they bring the special Karbonis, for the purpose of the Miluim, because Aharon and Bonav have to do Smicha, where is it? The Pasuk says, it was Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk says Rav. It's Aharon and Bonav to talk to Shompa, Aharon and Bonav to see Dehem. So it says, Yisamchu. Yisamchu. And then you look later by the other carbon, it says the Samah, where is it? Pasuk Yitesh, it says the Samach, Aharon Uvano Vesi Deilem. How come the one it says the Samach, one it says the Samchu? Is there another Pasuk around here? And if they step in the Noch, it says that there's a difference, but it says the Samach of the Samchu, but if you do the Smicha, the Vasach, so we do the Smicha, the Zach, so what are they doing? Some Kabbalists that did the Vasach, some they did the Zach, is that strange? So there's a Daz that came in the Bavi Yataisis on this Pasuk, on one of these two scriptures, let's see. On the Pasuk, the Samchu. The Pasuk Yudtes, it says the Samach, Aharon Uvonav, in Pasuk again. Pasuk Yudtes, it says the Samach Aharon Uvonav today. We look at the other Pasuk, the Samchu, the Pasuk says Rav. I think in Pasuk says Vav, I think the Daz Kain Balei Tes has the word Aharon Molei Vav, Aleph Hei Reish Vav Nun. We don't have it like that. There's a whole big machlokes in our frame. When a Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, should he write it the way the Daz Kain Balei Tes has it or not? Because that's not our tradition. So the Daz Kain Balei Tes says, and this Pasuk says Vav, how come it's written Molei Vav? We don't know. One question. Then he has another question. How come here it says the Samach, here it says the Samchu? He doesn't finish off the sentence, he doesn't finish off the question, but Akhrayim points out that the perceptum in office very good says that it's a difference in din. It says the Samach of the Samchu. He prosecute also. The Samach Aharon of one of the Sedehim. Every Kurdan says a different notion. Twice it says the Samach and once it says the Samchu. And when it says the Samchu, there it has a Rav by Aharon. So the Daz Kain Balei Tes says that the two kashas are after each other. So just as in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, the Gemara has a concept of Goyim Mafishim V'Darshim. You take a vav from the middle of the word and you darshim as if it were written somewhere else. He says that's the work you have to do over here. You have to take the vav from the middle of the word Aharon and apply it to the word Yisamach and prosecute.